You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good morning. The pressure on hospitals continues to grow, with the Health Ministry reporting nearly 800 more active COVID-19 patients yesterday compared to the figures for Monday. Almost 20,000 COVID patients are now using 16.2% of all of the country's hospital beds and 29.2% of available intensive care units. Fernando Simon, the Health Emergencies Chief, told 8 News Conference yesterday a large number of hospitals are having to suspend operations. In 9 regions, COVID patients are using more than one-third of all ICU beds. Also yesterday, there were another 238 COVID-19 deaths reported. The region of Castile y León has ordered a shutdown of bars and restaurants and demanded tougher measures from the national government to defeat one of Europe's worst outbreaks of the virus. Announcing the restrictions, which come into force on November the 6th, the regional president described the situation as one of maximum risk. Under a six-month state of emergency declared last week, regional authorities have powers to declare curfews and shut down businesses, but they cannot impose home confinement without central government authorization. Castile y León's announcement came a day after Asturias shut down bars and requested authorization for home confinement, but was rebuffed by the health ministry. Meanwhile, the president of Valencia, Chimo Puig, announced that the border closure of the Valencian community will be extended for one more week. The perimeter closure was initially decreed for a period of 7 days and will now be extended by another 7. Mr. Puig said it was constantly necessary to analyse and evaluate the measures, with hospital stress being the parameter to expand or reduce the measures. And Spanish police have seized more than 1.2 tonnes of cocaine on a ship carrying corn from Brazil, 2 weeks after their Brazilian counterparts confiscated 1.5 tons of drug from the same vessel. The Spanish operation began following a tip-off from the Brazilian police. At the beginning of the month, the ship continued its journey towards the port of Cadiz, which included a stop-off in the port of Las Palmas in Gran Canaria. The Brazilian police told their Spanish counterparts that the ship had left port in strange circumstances before their search had been completed. As a result, customs agents, along with the National Police and the Guardia Civil, took another look at the cargo once it reached Spain. The second inspection turned up 12 further sacks that concealed cocaine. A spokesman for the National Police said the investigation was ongoing and that no arrests have yet been made. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.